Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I will look at these texts when the show is over.
I just need to... Herman is standing downstairs.
Well, he's going to have to stand. The show is almost over. We're doing a show.
Are you almost done?
Yeah. We're doing a show! Please respect what I do for a living.
All right, I'll wait.
No. You have to go.
No, I'll just hang out.
No, you have to go.
I just want to hang out.
I'm not sure we need a third chair today.
What are we talking about?
We were less than a mile away from the holiest site in Israel,
sure.
And women were walking around with, you know,
topless.
Yeah.
T-O-P-L-E-S-S. Topless.
Oh, thank you for spelling that out, Oscar. That's surprising to me as well.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for something perhaps a little more spiritual.
It was.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Ah, yes, Valentine's Day. And only $5 over budget.
Oh, if you...
Here's your song, Oscar.
Oh, thank you. Can you hit that again?
I stepped all over.
All right. Now, roll.
I love this. It's almost like you've been recentered.
Count us down.
In three. Beautiful, beautiful, a thing of beauty. Why did you come in? The first thing you asked for today was the logo of New Line Cinemas in the 1980s. Why?
So for those of you that grew up in the 80s and really the 90s, if you heard that,
there is a
soothing feeling. And look, I might be the only one, but I wanted to throw this out there on air. When I heard that before I watched License to Drive a few days ago with the two Coreys.
Oh boy,
Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
A million things wrong with this, but go ahead.
That came on.
Yeah.
And it transported me like music does to a better time, a more innocent, a time when I was a kid in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yes.
In the little shoebox townhouse that my dad would keep us in for the majority of my childhood.
Yes.
In the basement, and they would have left home. They had finally sprung for HBO.
Right.
And the summers. That when I wasn't
only
out playing,
in the summer?
When I wasn't playing baseball or getting in trouble with Winnie Max and Drew Maxim, the Haitians that lived up the street, the twins.
So they were sort of ahead of the curve, because I used to for a while get HBO when The Sopranos was on and then cancel HBO. So you were a summertime HBO family.
Yeah, my parents were. My parents were. And it's a babysitter for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and brother would be having girlfriends and boyfriends, and they'd just pretend like they were taking care of me, but they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But movies.
Yeah.
Whether I biked up to Wheaton Plaza, I'm sure that's safe, or saw them by myself then, or with a couple friends, or watched them at home. That New Line opened the logo.
Yeah.
That really, really changed. I forgot how important that sound was for me.
Yeah. I'm with you. I can feel you. I have the same. I'm trying to see if I have it actually in my... in my computer. I have the same feeling with this. This is the Warner Brothers music for the 1940s.
You didn't grow up with this.
It was always there. I knew that when I heard that logo.
What decade did you grow up in?
Some say not yet.
No, but really.
In the 70s and 80s. But it's a 1940s movie.
You can't pull up 1940s and say that gives you all the warm and fuzzies of
it does.
Being a kid.
It does, because I watched this movie a million times when I was a kid.
What is this, Caligula?
No, this is Casablanca, or as you call it, White House.
Yeah, the White House.
But it's
1900.
1942. Warner Brothers. The cool thing is the Warner Brothers logo, not unlike the logo that you played for New Line, was always incorporated into the music. So this was part of every beginning, this part.
Hmm.
But then it dissolves into the overture. They sort of build it into the overture.
Can you play that one and then play the New Line one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Back to back?
Well, I can play. Okay, so there's Casablanca, right? And then, let's see. I have to do a little...
Searching?
No, a little juggling, that's
juggling.
All. Just a little juggling. And then we have this.
Mm-hmm. That is so much cooler.
No, I don't know if it's cooler. I would say it's very different.
The other one, the fidelity's all off.
Well, because it's an older recording. That doesn't take away from the quality of what it is.
Garbage.
It does not
sound like garbage. New Line had it right.
All right. So you want to, you know, New Line do all of the Freddy Krueger movies?
No, but New Line did a lot of coke, though, I heard.
That was the line?
Yeah, New Line. That's how the producers and the founders of New Line decided. Look, what are we going to call the company?
You see, I'm not.
Hole in One Productions. Oh, no, we're not going to do that.
Booger Sugar and Unlimited.
I need a New Line. Hey, New Line.
I'm not trying to argue with you when, in fact, I'm in agreement with you.
We're going
to
make 1980s movies with the Hames until one of them dies.
Which one do we still have?
We have Feldman.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we lost Hame.
Hame.
Now, is that a good trade?
Well, you're
talking, Sophie's Choice.
You're talking to the wrong guy for the Coreys, because
right.
I can't. The Coreys are part of my childhood,
right?
Like all their movies. Like I lived off their movies growing up.
Well, I mean, Feldman made The Goonies, which is ostensibly probably his high. And also, he was in
Mouth?
Stand by Me.
Yes,
those are two
Dream
great
a Little
movies.
Dream. What do you know about that?
Dream a Little Dream, not probably at the tier of those other two.
Oh man. They all went wrong.
Is Tony Danza in License to Drive? Is he the dad?
No, that's She's All That, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken.
All right.
How do I know that?
Well, I just think it's wonderful that you knew it so quick.
Yes. but you should know that for those of you kids out there that are listening.
Yeah, you young youngsters.
T.O. Scott and T.O. Rob have completely vast different views on the entertainment world. But the logo is something you could really judge us on. If you really want to encapsulate what our lives are about, he's got a 1940s open to films that he loves.
Stirring.
I have something
beautiful.
From the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So think about, hey, who knows what's going on right now?
Where do you weigh in on a quiet, blackened theater, screen lights up, roaring lion, no music, MGM?
Rawr.
Yeah, do you like that? The MGM logo?
You know what I do like?
What's that?
Is the Fox one. The Fox, was it?
20th Century Fox for Star Wars? I want people to know that that's not the actual recording.
But that's how that goes.
That is exactly how it goes. And that one, that's an important one to me too, because that's all the Star Wars movies.
Let me hear that one.
Okay, I'm bringing it up right now. That is known as the 20th Century Fox with the CinemaScope extension, because they had that extra part at the end of it.
I get the chills.
It's great. It's great. And then
not
if you
as
play
great
that,
as New Line. New Line is like an old girlfriend. Oh, what's this? Oh, see, this is why this works.
See, you got to go right into this.
This is a hot chick.
I'm glad to know that New Line Cinemas is your old girlfriend.
Yeah, she's
the
like,
old regular.
She's like the old steady back burner chick. She's always there for you.
Yeah.
And then 20th Century Fox, she's like, the hot chick's here.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare the two.
And Warner Brothers, of course, is a corpse.
No, Warner Brothers, no. That's a nana I never knew.
What about Columbia Pictures with the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, what's that? I forget what that one sounds like.
There's no. I'm just talking logos now. I mean, this is not a.
Oh, no. I always. And I don't think it's. Is it the Statue of Liberty? I think it's just a lady with a lamp.
Well, I think it's an implication of the Statue of Liberty.
I thought it was a mermaid for years.
And there, you know, you talk about why you know about She's All That.
Yes.
Why do I know this? The lady that modeled for the Columbia logo was named Jane Chester, like in the 1920s. That's in my head somewhere.
There's got to be some sort of situation here where you had a really close relative that did something to you in some closet, because there's no reason why you should love all these old movies unless...
Our house had no closets.
No.
It was...
I believe that.
It was such a small house.
I believe that.
We had no... We used a lot of dressers.
No one should know that fact.
I know, right?
Like, it does not... And I'm happy you do, because I guess the only place that would exist and you could monetize it is here on this type of program.
Did we just monetize it by saying it?
I mean, I think of what skill sets you would have to go anywhere. So you can edit with the best of them. You can
produce. You
can kill. But then if you wrote vast knowledge of... film noir from 1900 to 1950 is your sweet spot.
Right.
Like, where do you take that?
You don't.
Right.
I could possibly do a podcast with Gary Stein.
We know how that went the first time.
Exactly. Yes. So we're going to backburner that with the other chick.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But New Line, okay, I'll be
respectful. But also keep in mind, you know what?
Let me hear the 1940s guy again.
You're screaming about how, you know, current you are. You're talking New Line, that's almost 40 years ago you're talking. So I mean,
yes, you're talking not, 80 years ago. Yeah, I'm doubled you. I'm 100% up.
But you see, it's not all that current. That's what I'm saying. You're not 100% current. You're good. I mean, you're in your wheelhouse.
This isn't a currency. This is a relevancy.
I would say
argument.
I would say that the movies.
How
of the
relevant are we?
Well, I would say actually, in the grand scheme of
you're
things,
wrong.
Casablanca is more relevant than anything that the Corys made.
Well, we're not talking about the films, though. We're talking about the movie open, the movie house open.
Yeah, but you see,
you're changing the argument.
No, you're changing the argument.
No, what are you talking
you are.
About?
You're talking about relevancy. So I'm talking about movies that have my open and that era are more relevant than the New Line Cinema. You're talking relevancy. I think that I'm right here. Of course.
I disagree.
Well, you know, it's fine. Here we go. Listen to this. This thing of beauty.
This changes people's lives.
See, because that, you know what? That might not be that movie. It could be another movie, too. Because all the great Warner Brothers films.
All the greats. Yeah. All the greats, people.
Yeah.
New Line. Let me get a New Line.
Hold on. I'm going to play you another example. I got another example for you here.
You can open multiple tabs.
I know.
I feel like we need to bring somebody in with a computer.
Is that what you feel like?
Yes. Because it's taking forever.
You could actually, how about this?
Yes.
For Christ's sake.
Well, there we go. We're going to blow up the bit.
No, we're not going to blow up the bit.
How about you just go to what I said and then not show me another example of this because you know where that is already.
All right, here you go. You wanted, which did you want first? New Line?
I want a New Line, please.
New Line,
please.
Shall have New Line, all right? Boom.
All the warm and fuzzies. Look at this. Does this do anything for you?
It's a wonderful logo.
Does it do anything? Do you get like a stirring in the pants?
No. I get the stirring in the pants for Warner Brothers.
What about 20th Century Fox?
20th Century Fox, yes, that stirs my pants. I love the 20th Century Fox.
I get the chills when I hear
stirring my
that.
Pants. So,
like, hey, look, Emily's back from the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait to talk to her in just a bit as we front sell our next segment.
Oscar, you're killing me. Help me out here.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pad as long as I can while big fingers and thumbs move their hands across an iPad.
That's right.
Just open another tab. You can have them all ready for you.
No, because they're all in different applications.
Oh, okay. Got it. So which ones do you own inside your registrar, your box?
Right now I have the Star Wars music. Okay. That's in iTunes.
Yes.
New Line is on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And also
20th Century Fox is in iTunes?
20th Century Fox is in iTunes. Here we go.
Let's do this. There she is, Emily. She's back.
So you're giving her a theme now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Woot!
I tried to sing the bass line, ended up sounding like Pony.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, here comes a Star Wars movie.
And with that, we can start the show.
Oh, can we?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy Valentine's Day.
As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year, I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Now, let's clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in f***ing February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday, because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a shit about it. And if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war. The holiday doesn't belong in February. When should we celebrate it? In the spring, when a man can feel his nuts again. It's February. It's the height of flu season. Honey, we're going to go to a really nice restaurant, aren't we? And have a really romantic meal. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the nicest restaurant on the planet because money is no object, because that's how much I love you. And we're going to do that when I can get to the car. Without f***ing my pants! Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Louis Black, happy guy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you are here, you are in the know. Happy Valentine's Day, folks. We are on air, on demand, and are 24/7 on the TMOS Live application. Update your app now and get us all day, every day. It's a thing of beauty. You can write us at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're a complicated bunch of folks.
Oh, yeah.
And we understand things.
Things.
But there's one thing I don't understand. I don't understand how to buy a house.
Oh.
And I don't understand refinancing.
Ruh-ruh.
I just don't know how it works. No, I have a house.
Mm-hmm.
I pay money, but yep. I don't know what happens. I don't know about refinancing. I don't understand that. But I don't need to understand that because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff. And even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show. So when they find out that you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you like old friends. So you don't have to worry about the purchase. You don't have to worry about the refi because Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered and will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. The time to act is now. So call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. If you refinance now, you can skip your March payment. That's a nice Valentine's Day gift.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
They are licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. So click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or if you want to speak to them, just call them, 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Indeed. So happy Valentine's Day, Oscar.
Yes, Mr. Mike O'Mara, as you know, if you're just joining us, if you're not, but you've been with us all week, but if you're just joining us,
yes.
He's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
He will be back on Tuesday of next week. Tuesday of next week. We got President's Day coming up.
Yeah, President's Day, federal holiday.
So federal holiday. We will be open here at the studio, but the show will be dark.
No, it will be a wonderful episode of Best Of.
Best Of, yay!
Which is always fun. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Always a good chance to revisit old comedy
for
friends.
For those in the know, Pony will put something together. But Mike will be back live in studio on Tuesday. That being said, we move on with the program as we go into Thursday's show.
Thursday.
I talked to Fried.
Mr. Ralph Rice.
Yeah, Mr. Ralph Rice from... I guess we became friends through Mike's friendship with him.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah. And we glommed on.
He's got his championship ring from the Washington Capitals.
Looks like a bracelet.
Yes. And I've only seen it online or, you know, I know the Junkies got their own rings. There's a big to-do about them. Yeah,
they deserve that.
Well, if you're part of the organization, support them, you should get them.
Yeah.
That's if you're mad about that, then you're just jealous.
Right.
But Friday's the closest person to our orbit at this point that has a ring.
Yeah.
So he might be coming in next week to show us his ring.
I can't wait to see
yes.
it. That is, and he's a good guy,
yeah.
and he loves his job, and bends over backwards. He travels with the team.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that close to the organization.
So just a heads up, programming note there. And then tomorrow,
yes,
we have not 100% confirmed, but we are working on getting Dude Walker
in studio,
people.
As we have to say, Dudio in studio. Now this was a surprise to me. Because we've done so much stuff with him on air.
Mm-hmm.
He's always done it via ISDN or satellite.
Yes.
We have never, not even in the days of the Don and Mike show, we have never had Dude in studio.
Really?
Really.
Oh, and Mike's cool with this?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, this is great.
I mean, we hung out with him at the Bow State Theater shows,
yeah.
and he's always been a tremendous fan
and a good
friend of the show. So we're excited to have him in tomorrow.
Is there a chance? And I don't want to disgrace what Don and Mike used to do when they used to ask Dude to actually say liners over the ISDN line.
Right, right.
But I would love him to try a few new show opens.
Well, sure. I mean, if we've got him here, let's do it.
Now, I briefly, before the program, TMOSaholics, I get a chance to interact with Rob. He sees me fumble through ordering roses last minute for my wife.
This is nonsense. Oscar ordered flowers for Shannon for Valentine's Day months ago. He was just confirming.
Day of.
That's right.
Good luck. Yeah. When they ask you, how much would you like to spend?
Hi, this is your concierge service? Oh, I don't know. By six, that's awfully short turnaround.
Use the code TMOS at proflowers.com.
Would she like them by...
Same day may not work out, though.
The 15th?
So... Listen.
Do it.
We sat there and we're like, oh, all right. And it had me thinking that, man, well, I'm on hold. He tells me that dude's almost 100% for coming in tomorrow.
Right.
And I said, I always wondered what our names would sound like if dude used our real names or possible real names. And then Rob, as he should.
Because, I mean.
My real last name is Ceballos.
Everyone knows this.
Yes.
Everyone knows this.
That was changed years ago by an agent, Robert Eatman, God rest his soul.
Now, when he changed it. Did he know that there is a semi-popular Mexican pop singer from the 1960s named Oscar Santana?
The call that came in when Chad and I got a gig in Arizona was, if I recall correctly, he said, you're moving to Arizona. We have to capitalize on the Latin explosion. And I said...
Oh, I didn't realize there was one.
Okay. I think at that point, Ricky Martin was on the cover of Time magazine.
Oh, he was shaking his bonbon at that time? Yes. Follow-up.
Before he'd come out, even though we all knew. And he...
What, he's gay?
Yes, happily.
That's great news for me. So you're telling me there's a chance.
He said, look, the radio station and, you know, frankly, your last name sounds like it's Greek. No one knows what you are or who you are. So
right.
You got 24 hours to come up with a name.
So you came up with it.
I think Chad and I actually talked about it and we're like, let's figure out. And so we came up with some options.
Okay, that's
good. And then I talked to my parents because, oddly enough, it was weird to talk to my parents and explain to somebody that knew nothing about show business that I need to change my last name.
Right.
Because the first thing that comes up is you say, well, what's wrong with our last name? You know,
I can see your father taking offense, a little umbrage.
And it took him decades to get over this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he has to this day, if we're being honest.
Right.
But I had to talk to them. And my mom was born in grew up in a little town called Santa Ana.
Right.
So
it means Saint Anne.
So she signed off on Santana.
Because it's like
Santa Ana, yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That's how that all came together. So you had no idea there was a pop singer with that name.
Carlos Santana.
No. If you Google, go back.
Oscar Santana.
There is an Oscar Santana.
Yes, and that guy's got some sombreros. Do not post it on my page. I know.
Really great album covers. Google. Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
But I don't want to derail your conversation. Go ahead.
So it would be interesting for dude just to roll off Ceballos.
I agree.
That I'll ever change it back. But it would be, it's a personal, it's selfish is what it is, what it comes down to.
Sure.
And I started thinking about Rob, and I said, hey, Rob, I know that Spiewak is your on-air name.
Although many people have, including,
and
this is a story that we have told several times on Cake and Cookies. The first time Katie met me at WJFK, I said, hi, I'm Rob Spiewak. She says, oh, okay, what's your real name? That's obviously an on-air name.
Yeah.
And it was chosen for me by my people, the people of Poland.
Yes.
And it is my real name. And you know what? It's not complicated. It's often
misspelled. It sounds show busy.
It does somehow.
Yeah, it does.
But that's the name I was born with. Same as my son, same as my dad.
Where do you go from a guy who's using his real name on there to a different type of name? If dude is here and maybe he'll indulge us.
Right.
And I said, did you, and this is.
This was so organic.
This is cruel, but this is how my mind works.
Yes.
I've never dated somebody with a kid.
Right.
When I was younger, before I met Shannon.
Right.
Oh, no, that's a lie. I have. Disregard. But right. I never thought of...
It never got serious.
It never got so serious, like, man, I got to adopt her son.
Right.
But she was awesome. But
was she your age?
Yes, but...
How old was the kid?
Maybe 12, 13.
Oh,
yes.
No.
But we never interacted at all, except for maybe once. But it wasn't, I was like...
That's not a very good girl to date, then.
Yeah, but I wasn't swinging through being like, hey!
Oh, you mean you never interacted with the kid?
With the kid, yeah.
But you boning the mother left and right.
Oh, stop.
That's horrible.
Be respectful.
That's really, come on.
But I never thought...
This is why dude is going to cancel.
In my mind, it never had crossed my mind to say, we just never got serious enough.
Yeah, okay.
I probably would have been open to it if we had gone down that road, but it wasn't my deal. I asked Rob, I said, Rob, Did you ever have, and I know that you love your dearly departed father-in-law that passed.
Stepfather.
The stepfather, yeah. Dave sorry, Goddard, stepfather, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always get that wrong. I'm so foreign.
That's fine.
And Dave was awesome, too. And you know.
Really great guy. And great for my mom.
And if I was a better person, I would not have brought this up so soon. But look, dude doesn't come in the studio ever.
No, we got
I just had to ask.
Carpe diem, baby.
I said, did you ever have a guy that your mom dated?
Yeah.
That you were like, oh man, I hope she marries him. Like he was so cool. I hope it works out. And she mentioned a gentleman's name. He mentioned a gentleman's name that had worked at Safeway as well.
Yeah, they dated for many years.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that I ever saw marriage in the cards, but he was a good guy. And I'll let you know because they started dating when
but
I was.
But don't soft sell. I said, would you have, like, was there a guy you really liked?
That I liked this guy.
That if he would have married your mom, he would have been cool.
I would have been okay with
yes.
it. I met him when I was in fifth grade. They dated for probably 8-9 years.
Serious.
He taught me to drive.
Wow.
He was not in a bad way, but he was. And then he drove away. Yeah. You know what? I'm like my mom's bad luck charm. As soon as you bring me into the picture, it's adios. But so he was a redneck is not the right word, but he was a country guy.
Yeah.
And he taught me to drive in his pickup truck on a dirt road like in Winchester, Virginia.
That's
he said,
cool.
I'm going to take you to a place where you can't screw up. And then once you don't screw up, then you can go on a real road. But I spent hours, you know, just on winding dirt roads, mm-hmm. trying to figure out, you know, the braking and the
That's
gas.
Nice.
And he was really cool. He was the one that told my mom, let him sneak into a casino. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Aww.
We took a couple trips to Atlantic City. And you see, I never tried to get beer before I was 21, but gambling I liked.
Yeah.
So he snuck me into a casino. He was good.
Gamble before you were 21?
I was...
Like 18, 19?
No, I was like 16.
Oh my God.
At a table at it was when the Trump building, the one that was all red velvet and gold,
okay.
opened in Atlantic City.
The Taj Mahal?
It might have been the Taj, yeah. And we were up there. I was like 16 and I was at a $10 table and doing good. And a guy got pinched next to me for being underage.
Ooh,
next to me.
Wow. Said,
sir, do you have any identification?
Yeah.
I think I left it in the car. And so this guy gets escorted away from me.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I've got like $400 in my pocket. And I'm thinking, might be a good time to cut this
How
session
do you cash
short.
It out?
I had my mom do it for me.
That's
they were up
awesome.
There with me.
Yeah.
But I did. But so he was a cool guy. Treated
that
my mom
like fun.
Really, really
I'd
well.
I take 10 years of that.
And his name was James Donovan.
Donovan. So. Donovan is a cool last name.
It is.
And I said, could you imagine? And I won't have to, out of respect to Don and Mike, I won't have him go through the roster. But I audibly, to myself and Rob, I said, imagine Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Rob Donovan.
And I said, yeah, that sounds like a Netflix detective show. A show that you would binge. You would binge Rob Donovan.
Yeah.
Rob with two B's. Donovan.
Rob Donovan.
And then we got to the point, and I said, that would have only happened if they had married and I'd been adopted.
Yes.
And he said, well, what about your mom's second husband?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Dave Goddard. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, he didn't adopt me either, but if he had, and then Oscar's 10 steps ahead of me. He goes, Rob Goddard. Rob Goddard. Rob Goddard. And
now,
then he says, and then Rob Spiewak. I said, yeah, Spiewak leans kind of comedy, doesn't it?
Rob Goddard.
Rob Spiewak.
Well, look, Oscar Ceballos.
Yeah.
Sounds foreign, not show busy. I get that.
It does sound Greek. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just, it doesn't
and if you
roll,
said,
off,
I mean, dude
doesn't
will
roll
get,
off your tongue.
Dude will get it right, but if you send it to like some guy's like maybe based in Ocean City, you're
going
to get Oscar Zebalos. Oscar Zebalos. Oscar Z. A. Balos.
But I never thought we'd get three names for Spiewak. Out of just that conversation.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, this is a nice front sell here, a tease.
Yeah.
If and when Dude is here, you will hear what would be bizarro, like an alternate universe.
Yeah.
For what would be the Mike O'Mara show.
Maybe it'll
if we're
alter,
announcing names.
Maybe it will alter my radio presentation.
Well, this is, I think maybe because I've been watching that show, Russian Doll.
If you go to Cornerstone, tell them I sent you. My name is Rob Donovan.
Because it's not comedy.
No, it's not.
You just have to be the serious, like newsy.
That's right.
Right? Like unsolved mysteries type of guy. You know, Donovan, that really doesn't scream comedy.
Well, really the takeaway from the whole conversation is, hey, Rob, your name sucks.
Oh, no. Or what about Goddard? Like the Goddard Space Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family endowed it.
Listen, You guys can do your fart jokes and your puns, but I want to talk to you about interplanetary travel. My name is Rob Goddard. So we have that to look forward to.
Yes. Spiewak is the winner.
That is the winner.
And so please don't feel like we're besmirching or belining. Was it belining? Bemining? Damn it.
Besmirching is good.
What's a
undermining?
Undermining.
That's right.
What's but a belining?
Underlining is when you really want to say something.
Damn it.
I will say this, though. The name Wadhams, that name sucks. That really does.
Robert Wadhams Donovan.
Yeah, because, and I asked my dad once, you know, and Robert has the same Wadhams name as well.
First of all, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. Wadhams on a man of larger carriage is not a great name.
On anybody.
No.
It's my name. It's my father's middle name. It's my son's middle name. I said to my dad, why did you name me Wadhams? He says, revenge.
Tell your son to break the streak.
Oh, he will. He will. He's... I'm not sure he'll have
like
children.
Two chains.
I'm not sure he'll have children.
Robert Two Chains Spiewak.
That's him.
The fourth.
You know what? I got something to tell you about Robert in the next break that I think you'll enjoy. So we'll do that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live.
Just keep talking. It's fine. No biggie.
Just quick sidebar. Yesterday, I yelled at Rob about... You have to turn up my headphones now. I can barely hear myself. Okay. I'm sorry. I yelled at Rob about this cheese discussion that he tried to shoehorn at the beginning of the show and then
yes!
end the show. Sonia Bellafore.
Yes.
Bellafore.
Yeah, that's good.
From the TMOS fan club writes in to Oscar Santana, R.E., Wednesday's cheese discussion. I love cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. It's a dilemma.
In your face! In your face!
Guess what? I actually now have 30 stamps on my forehead that I just licked and placed there. And it's really kind of a pain. Thankfully, Stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. Postage rates have gone up again. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. They'll even send you a free digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do from your desk for less with Stamps.com. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. That's how you got your fruitcakes. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. See for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS.
Remember, Stamps.com, it's not just fruitcakes. You can mail anything.
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 So you brought up Robert, my son.
Yes.
Remember, he's very strong.
Wadhams the second.
Yeah, a third. No, third, the third. Yeah, I'm the junior.
Do people go fourths?
Yeah.
I don't think I know a fourth.
Henry
the fourth.
No, I don't think that's a thing. I think it was Henry the eighth.
But there had been a fourth.
Well, there had to have been, yes. But he wasn't famous.
But I don't know a fourth outside of that. RG3, there goes three.
There was Robert E. Lee the fourth used to live in McLean.
How
know that.
Do you know that?
He shopped at my mom's Safeway.
Robert E. Lee the fourth?
Yeah, he was very old even then.
Oh.
But anyway, I digress. Hmm. I want to talk about, you know, my daughter Julia is very smart. My son Robert, very strong.
Yeah.
And I get a call from him, a text actually yesterday. He says, can you pick me up at school at about 10 minutes after 5? I said, sure. Tuscarora, that's his high school. It's not that far away.
How far from the house?
2 miles maybe.
Man, your kids are so ballsy.
Why?
Because I would never dare to call my dad for a 2 mile ride.
Well, the thing is that you got to cross 50. It's on the other side of the highway.
What about Ubering home or calling an Uber for your son and giving that direction?
What about loving your children?
Oh, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm pushover. That's you know who would not do that?
Who?
Rob Donovan. Take the late bus.
Show title, Rob Donovan.
Take the late bus.
Son, I'm working on my 2018 taxes. You're going to have to lift home.
There's a spy in the neighborhood.
Yes.
But anyway, it was him and a couple
of
his friends.
I can't find that 1-10-99. They were
W9? Where is it? I had to get him home and his two friends that are in our neighborhood. So yeah. I went and picked him up. And I said, I said to Carrie, I'm going to go get Robert. He said, oh, yeah, he's at lacrosse practice. I said, what? When is
your son?
What?
I thought he was a baller, like a shot caller.
Well, the thing is,
love basketball.
Yeah, he wishes he was a little bit taller. Yeah. But turns out in the past few days, he has fallen in and is now trying out for the lacrosse team at school.
Ah, yeah, I see this.
And okay, what's your take on it?
Smells of sex.
Really?
Yes.
Like within the team?
No. They're not banging each other.
Good.
Lacrosse is sexy in high school.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I've called a few girls lacrosse games as a courtesy.
Yes.
We've talked of the Chubbuck family before. Yeah. I love them. They're good, close friends of mine. And their daughter is the goalie for the varsity girls lacrosse.
I can't speak for varsity girls lacrosse. I'm saying I'll do the math for you.
Okay.
Your son loved basketball.
Yes, he did.
But he's white.
Also,
he's not athletic.
Well, no, he is enthusiastic. He has that over me.
Okay, he's got hustle.
He has hustle.
Okay, so.
But also, he's a hothead. And remember, by the end of the season last year, he was fouling out.
Yeah.
Which is not okay.
So, but also, he saw the writing on the wall. Said, I'll be riding the bench if I'm lucky.
Right.
I'm not going to be on the starting five.
Right.
It's over. So he pivoted.
Right.
And he's also going through that weird stage where he's liking girls.
Yeah.
And you're like, where can girls see me? Where can I take my skills to? What sport can I take him to?
I hadn't thought of the sex drive angle. I think that is very strong.
Yeah, he's a teenage boy. Like he's trying to figure out like what is going to be cool for what he thinks is going to be cool for whatever love interest he has this week.
I need to go to a guy's lacrosse game because I have only seen the girls' lacrosse.
Yes.
All I know is it's impossible to follow and it's impossible to call.
Okay. But follow me here.
Okay.
You're trying to change the subject.
I'm not.
This is uncomfortable for you to be involved in your son's life.
Well, why would I have brought it up if I didn't want to discuss it, Oscar?
Yes. Don't get so hostile. Jeez.
I'm not hostile.
People get mad.
I'm just a serious guy. My name? Rob Donovan.
Rob Donovan would have seen this coming.
He would have. Why was he all of a sudden carrying a 6-foot stick with a pocket on the end of it? It turned out he was playing lacrosse. Nothing gets by me. Rob Donovan.
I also know this
yes.
because when I was a freshman in high school,
right?
I would say 2 or 3 games in. And remember, my upbringing was in a Latin household. I knew soccer, a lot of baseball. Did not know much about
football. I was
going to
say lacrosse, probably not. Well, when you said football, it was soccer.
Yeah, but I remember realizing that, no one goes to soccer games.
Right.
Certainly nobody goes to a track meet.
Right.
You can meet girls on the track team that are attractive, but no one goes to watch them.
Yeah, but if they want to get away from you, they're so fast.
They all go to the football games. At least when I was in high school.
That's the social event.
And you yearn to like, I'd rather be something that somebody cares about than something somebody cares about that than you, especially at that age. You're like, I'd like to see Christy or Becky or Lisa or whoever. I wish they would come out to the games I'm playing for our team. But
that's why I shouldn't have chosen theater.
Men's soccer. Especially in 1996.
Yes.
Oh, it was slim pickings.
Yeah, it's not like it is now. And it's still not huge.
You'd have to beg. Be like, hey, I want to hit on Thursday night. Hey, I got a soccer game here. You should definitely come out.
It's such a disservice that they even put the games on a school night.
Oh.
I mean, because, the football game's Friday night. You go out, you can stay out late, you get the later curfew, but soccer is Thursday.
I'm going to stay home and watch Cosby.
It's sheer demand.
That was 96. It was okay then.
You're not moving concessions for soccer.
No, of course not.
You got like 5 moms and 2 dads that don't want to be there smoking cigarettes. That's it.
One juice box, $2.
Yeah, and by the way, it's fall. It's freezing.
Oh, you're freezing your ass off.
You're freezing your ass off.
And it's you know what? There is actually, at a packed football game, there is a certain amount of warmth from the fact that the stands
everyone's
are
huddled together.
Yeah.
Right?
When there's 80 people in the stands, a lot of room for air. Cold air.
So, to my point.
Yes.
He wants to be part of a sport that he could probably get into. He loves the contact aspect of it. So, I would say as far as lacrosse, one of the hardest sports to be involved in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, if he's going to go for anything, that's where he's going to excel.
I hope so.
Right?
I love
how tall is he now?
He is now a little taller than me.
Damn, Daniel. Yeah. And how old is he?
He is 16. He is a full
sophomore?
Yeah, full 6'2".
See?
Yeah.
He's on the hunt for you know what.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I guess I wish him luck. I don't know what to say to that. Do better than your dad. 1985 to 1989, known as the lean years. Who am I kidding? 1971 to present. The lean years.
But not if you're Rob Donovan.
No, Rob Donovan?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm turning him away. Quit knocking on my door.
You'd have girls in different area codes.
This is a girl I call 571. Based on her locale, I'm Rob Donovan. But I went to pick him up.
Can you imagine? Oh, honey, who are you dating today?
202.
Rob Spiewak. Oh, but then the mom's like, Spiewak? And then, same thing, my name, Sabayo, so I hope they have the green card.
Yeah.
But Rob Donovan?
Can he come over for dinner? Have him drive his new car. Hope you like it. It's a import. It has a lot of pep. I'm Rob Donovan.
But Spiewak was driving what?
Spiewak is driving a 1982 Caprice. It was, Rob Donovan says, that POS was a cop car. You couldn't pay me to get in that. I'm Rob Donovan. So I pick up Robert at school, and it's him and two of his dopey
friends. Is he wearing all his lax gear?
No, here's the thing. This has been such a fast turnaround. He's borrowing gear from friends because he doesn't even have it. And he gets in the car, and his lacrosse stick does not fit in the trunk because it's 6 feet long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we finally get it in there. We take his friends home. I knew one of the kids, just mm-hmm. met the other. I like these guys, so it's good. And we're driving home, and he says, Dad, this is awesome. There's practices every morning at 7. I've already arranged for my carpool. This is going to be great. I'm into this.
That's
cool. And you know what? I haven't seen this enthusiasm in him in a while.
You can get a lacrosse scholarship.
You can.
You can.
And so I got my fingers crossed. And then we got home, and I was talking with him and Carrie, and I said, how was practice? He says, oh man, it was amazing. We had to run around the school. We had to do 10 laps around the school. Dad, have you ever had to run? Never mind. I said, son, there were times in the dear dim past when I actually exerted myself. He's like, yeah, right. When I call, you know who's a good runner? Rob Donovan. Right. We're going to take a break.
He still runs.
He still runs. No one's ever caught me. Unless I want them to catch me. I've got a method. All right. We're going to take a break. This is just silly.
Can we, if it's Oscarazzi, can we boot that and talk to Emily?
Well, it's not Oscarazzi.
We have more show?
Yes.
Jesus, thank God. Let's talk to Emily when we come back.
I like that. Right, we'll have Emily when we come back. All right.
We're having fun.
Do you know what Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot have in common? They never ordered the TMOS bonus package. And what do people think of them? I'll tell you, they're jerks. Compare that to Lena Gilmore and Jim Amato, both faithful subscribers to the bonus show. They are beloved. So who do you want to be like, Lena or Hitler? The choice is clear. Order the bonus show.
I love the fact that we are still on board with Zappos.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great partnership last year. They treated us like gold when we were in Las Vegas, made our listeners feel like $1 million, and our partnership continues in the year 2019. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories, and thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership was built on listeners' support, so thank you. What you need to do is anytime you need anything that covers your body, just go to Zappos.com. You'll love their legendary customer service. There is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. And as always, remember, Zappos.com has fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. This is a limited-time offer, so act now. Just remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code, 15% off. Thank you to Zappos.com. Great folks. There's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos.
Perfect.
Love them. And you know what? This is fun. This was a sort of a surprise. I guess it was late last week or sometime last week. I got an email and it said one more time was the subject line. And I said, what's this? And it turned out many of you will remember our intern from about a year ago, Emily Bank. She left. She went on to pursue other things. And she contacted me and she said, would it be cool if I came back and did a little more interning on the show? I miss you guys. And I said, but of course, I believe what I said was open door policy. So please welcome back Emily the intern. Woo! So where have you been? Where have you been keeping yourself?
Well, I've been around.
This is the interesting part. Yeah. People love to leave us and tell us where they've gone when they come back.
Yeah.
And usually it's like, hey, I'm doing so much better in life. And this is the first time that Emily, I got a chance to like kind of pre-interview her before we came in because I was showing her around. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, and I let her tell us. But then I was like, oh, there might be a chance she could come back. We'll see.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there just might be a chance.
This was a weird day. There was a weird traffic situation. So Oscar got to the studio before me, and he had to pre-interview. He had to speak to an intern. This has never happened before.
Perfect.
So perfect. Tell us.
Well, I graduated in May from American University.
We remember that. We're here for that.
The American University.
And immediately went to Israel right after for 2 weeks. Met up with my girlfriend. She was there. We're still dating.
Oh,
Mazel tov to us.
Nice.
She's still there?
No, she's back now.
Okay, you're back. Yeah. Okay, good call.
And then I worked at a summer camp at the Sheridan School in D.C.
Nice. Okay.
And I taught kids first grade to seventh grade how to do videos and stuff. That was really fun. And then I became a bartender for a little while.
All right. Got
it. Did you ever get the gigs mixed up and you taught seventh graders how to pour drinks?
You know, that was very possible, but I didn't.
I'm glad you kept the two things separate and equal. That's great. How is it working with the kids? I mean, that's a great age range because first graders are so different than seventh graders. So if you have to deal with that kind of range, how was that tough dealing with kids on that, you know, that sort of wide swath of the age scale?
Yeah, it was difficult going back and forth from first grade to the seventh graders because they were two separate classes. There was beginner video and then everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all really great kids. It was a summer camp, so they were a little rowdy because it was summertime.
Summer, sure, yeah.
But they enjoyed it.
Now, for your world, as far as your interests are concerned, I remember when you graduated, you're like, hey, I really wanted to get into this media field. Do you feel like, because a departure from teaching to bartending, which, by the way, what type of bar did you bartend at?
I bartended at a hotel in downtown, but then they switched me to be a barista.
Ah!
At
usually that means it wasn't working out as a bartender.
Right.
Not an easy job.
And not the financial reward of baristaing as much as being a bartender, right? That was sort of a financial step down.
Oh, yeah.
The tipping?
Yes.
Yes, I'd say.
What happened to the bartending gig?
I mean, it was at the same hotel.
Yes.
They needed someone in the morning because the morning person...
Oh, actually, maybe you were more responsible. So they said, we'll get Emily to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks because that'll happen that way. You'll stumble forward in a job and you're like, oh, man, this is a promotion, but a demotion.
You know, what's great is the same situation in radio a lot of times. We need someone in the morning.
Yes.
We need someone in the morning.
Yeah. You're going to have to get in at 4:30. We're not going to pay you any more money, but we'll give you this title.
Yes, and the drinks themselves are going to cost less, and also they're not going to tip as well. But other than that, it's a lateral move.
Yes.
So I'm sorry to hear they did that to you.
So that was the last straw for you?
I mean, I definitely worked longer as a barista in the morning than I did bartending because they ended up having too many bartenders, and it was fine. I wanted to start pursuing things in media.
Okay.
So
where are you at now? Catch us up. You're still in love with your girlfriend. You guys are back from Israel.
Love
How
that.
Was Israel?
Israel was great.
Yeah.
A couple shady things happened. We heard the Iron Curtain go off, and that was really scary.
I guess so.
So we had to be evacuated.
Where do you seek shelter?
We were in the middle of the desert.
Oh my God.
We were in the middle of the desert.
So
we
Where do you go?
We went to a kibbutz out in the country somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a very big country, so.
I see this is a Rube question, so I apologize.
Go ahead.
Once in a while, you'll see a Israel, Tel Aviv commercial.
Yeah.
Where it's like two really attractive women enjoying what looks like to be Miami nightlife.
Yeah.
And they may be in love or not in love. I'm not sure. I'm down for that either way. But I wonder,
this is a heck of a setup.
Yeah, I look at my wife.
Can't wait to get to the question.
And I'm like, hey, we should go to Tel Aviv. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of fun?
Tel Aviv is, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Jerusalem is great, too, which surprisingly has a nightlife.
That's what they're selling on TV.
Yeah. But Tel Aviv is a huge, it's where all the millennials are. It's very nightclubby. It's the LGBT.
I'm just in Tel Aviv for the evening. Went to a nightclub.
Rob Donovan.
Bottle service.
I'm sorry, please continue.
It's all right.
Yes.
It's the LGBT capital of the Middle East.
Oh, see, that's what they're selling.
That's right. Fantastic.
They're not just girlfriends, they're girlfriends.
How countrywide in Israel, how is the lifestyle embraced over there?
It's different in different places. I definitely got some looks when I was in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Western Wall, and I went to the women's side. It's still segregated, so there's men's side, women's side. And I had a couple women approach me thinking I was a dude, which it happens.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Well, you got the haircut.
So right, totally.
Yeah. You got a better haircut than I do.
I get that, too.
Better hair, too.
Said, aren't you a dude? I said, yes, I am.
Rob Donovan.
Yes. Yeah.
I can pray on both sides of the wall. I know people.
I think the key is that you can't. Like women's side, men's side.
No,
right?
I know people. I'm connected.
Please continue.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
How long were you there for?
I was there for a little over 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, a lot of times people say when they go to the religious homeland, which is what you did, it was a pilgrimage, it's life-changing. Was it life-changing for you?
Yes. I've actually been there before.
Okay.
I went when I was 13 to have my bat mitzvah there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
So it was cool to go back as an adult who is just more comfortable with themselves, I guess, and actually understand the country itself and the religion at the same time.
Does it, going there with the 13-year-old mindset in your head and getting there as a full-grown adult, what surprised you the most on your second trip?
I guess how chill they are when you go out.
Really?
Yeah, especially in Jerusalem. Like, you wouldn't think Jerusalem would have such a crazy nightlife, but it really does. The club that we went to, people were shirtless. I mean, like, women, too.
Really?
Yeah. It was great.
Can we get a URL?
And no one cared.
They got a club cam.
Yeah. We were less than a mile away from the holiest site in Israel.
Sure.
And women were walking around with, you know.
Topless.
Yeah.
Topless.
Oh, thank you for spelling that out, Oscar. That's surprising to me as well.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for something perhaps a little more spiritual.
It was.
It was spiritual. Yeah. Pony's right.
The dad and Rob, this is so fantastic. And if you're watching at home, God bless you. The dad and Rob gets beat red. He's like, I don't know how to transition out of this topless conversation.
But I will. I will do my very best.
I can give you spiritual.
Do you play lacrosse? No,
I played softball.
There you go.
I was wondering, was there anything spiritual that you picked up?
Well, before I went a couple days, I'm adopted.
Right.
And I officially converted to Judaism because I wasn't born of a Jewish
womb. Oh, wow.
Congratulations. And that is a long process. Yes?
Because I was raised Jewish and I had a bat mitzvah, yes.
Okay.
Man,
all right.
There's a fast pass like in Disney World.
I also knew some people who did some favors for
me.
Emily Donovan.
I can get you converted in 2 weeks.
Emily Donovan.
Take a weekend.
But that's great. And so that's a very, very big step and a very cool step. That must be it must feel nice for you having been raised in the faith.
Shalom.
To now be officially recognized as Jewish. That must feel great.
Oh, 100%.
That's neat.
Will you still celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah?
Well, I celebrate Christmas with my mom's best friend's family.
Oh, so you're just going to, but you're cool with that still?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I never celebrated Christmas myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you'll celebrate with your mom's friend's family.
Yeah, of course.
Now, isn't Hanukkah more of an observance than a celebration? I thought that the Jews observed holidays and the Christian faith celebrated holidays.
Christians.
Hanukkah is more of a tradition. It's not
tradition.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't work here anymore. Right. It's fine.
First thing you're saying.
Please.
Hanukkah is more of just a tradition. It's not really the most important holiday.
So is it considered a high holiday?
No. Don't think so.
The high holidays are the ones where you're not allowed to eat. Yes. Strike matches and everyone's miserable for a day, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of high, let's go back to the nightlife. So you are in Jerusalem. You go out, you find Jerusalem. Do you go to Tel Aviv?
Congratulations on using the Jerry Lewis pronunciation.
Jerusalem!
Sorry.
Did you get to Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
All right. What was that like?
We were only there for a day. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to go out. In Tel Aviv, I know that my girlfriend would go sometimes.
Oh, I bet you would.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know her.
She's great. You'd love her.
All right.
And we were just pretty much there for the day. We didn't even really get to go to the beach, which kind of sucked. Mm. But
what is the beach culture like in Tel Aviv? I don't think they have a beach.
It's the sea department, right? That's the sea that's there.
The Red Sea?
Yeah.
I see.
Am I wrong?
I think it's the Mediterranean.
Damn it!
It's all blood.
Yeah. Oscar is painting in broad strokes. He's about to ask her, were you there when it rained frogs? Because now he's all Old Testament.
No, it's about
the
red tide.
I see.
That was Egypt.
Yeah, but it was still Old Testament is right. what I'm saying. Yeah. They were escaping. So
they
what
have
is
a statue of Moses. No, I'm kidding.
No, okay. Oh, I was going to be like, I didn't know if they did.
Two tablets.
What is the beach life like?
It's kind of just like the beach life here.
Really?
Or anywhere, yeah.
It's for some reason, I don't know why, it just doesn't seem, it never occurred to me that, like, there would be a beach life in Israel.
Like, you would think someone would go in their, you know, their curls in their...
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get all stereotypical like that, but yeah. So they do that in the umbrellas and rafts, the whole deal.
Yeah. They're,
it's fantastic.
All right, Emily, what are your next steps? What's the count?
Yeah, what's coming up next?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Now that you've got a job here,
you want to work
foot in the door at Podcast Village? What's next?
Looking for a gig?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
I'll take anything.
We need you here at 4:30 in the morning.
I will happily do that.
Serving coffee is what we need.
Hey, make a good Americano.
Now, but are you looking for your next gig?
Yeah, I just wanted to do this in the meantime, but also do this for a while if you'll have me.
Yeah,
of course.
I said downstairs before the show started, I said, I remember you were proficient in X and X, and I said, do you have this video side? And you said, I'm the best at this. And I was like, all right. So we should talk. I think that...
But Maddie is seething right now. Look at her. I've never seen her actually ball her fist and shake it.
I think this is what we always intended this place to... Now, I have a business partner. His name's Charlie Burney. So you'll meet him today. If you haven't already, I think you met before he left, right?
Yeah, briefly. I believe so.
But we should talk. But this is what we always wanted to build, is a place where, look, in the old days, the Michael Mara Show, and even today, we run lean and mean.
Yeah.
But now we have a larger home that the Michael Mara Show lives within, and it's called Podcast Village. So you came to the right place. And hopefully, I know that we have enough work here that we can get you some hours.
And I will say this, as I and Oscar too, we both started as interns.
Yeah.
And I'm essentially the intern coordinator for the Mike O'Mara Show. And when someone comes back, it makes me very proud, because it makes me feel that we did good the first time around. So welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
You've always been a good
Appreciate
one.
Appreciate that.
All right, now get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Right. Shalom.
Go look at the statue of Moses that Oscar's going to put up in podcast.
I bet you there is one.
Well, you think?
Somewhere.
Yeah, he's very highly regarded over there.
I feel like a big dummy saying the Red Sea. What a dummy.
It's fine.
It's Oh, ponies.
It's fine.
I approve.
Mediterranean. I should know that.
You shouldn't have said that.
You know, I saw how Moses parted the Red Sea at Universal.
Yeah, that's a good trick.
they have a big water tank where they did that.
Yeah. They do.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Mm. So he didn't. That's in the movie.
That's in the movie.
Yeah. There was a guy a long time ago who actually did it. I'll get you a copy of the book.
Thank you.
Spoiler alert. It's in two parts.
Thank you.
Moses mostly in the first part. Am I being too specific? I don't know. Oscar Rotzi,
yes.
When we come back, all your hot, late breaking Old Testament news after this.
Did you know?
It would be OTMZ.
Yes.
The Old Testament mile zone. Nice. I talk for a living, just not very well. We're back after this.
Hi,
This is Tom Rogal.
Hey, Tom.
I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike O'Meara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike O'Meara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw. And I'm old.
Young and hip, like Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd.
Online shopping is where it's at, daddy-o.
Woo!
Go buy a statue of Moses. You never have to leave your house and get everything. But if you crave the brick and mortar, we got you covered. You can order online, pick it up at the store. How great is that? It's so cool.
Rob Donovan picks up his groceries.
I'm here for a record album.
And a vibrator.
I've already paid for it.
Target pickup is the bomb. You see, MikeOmaraShow.com features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And when you support these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Meara Show. You're also saving your time.
Woo!
You're saving money.
Woo!
So shop like you mean it. Just go to the TMOS Shopping Center. It has everything. Then use the money and time you saved to buy the TMOS bonus show.
Yes.
We're doppel dipping.
Yes, I want to apologize for that one anecdote I did earlier.
I think it's fine.
Gross.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Shop there or the angels will weep for you.
You see, I thought Rob Donovan was just like, he's a sexual being, right?
Sure.
So then I went too far.
No. Sometimes you gotta ring the bell. And there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube,
no,
Oscar.
That's what's done is done.
That's what's done is done of it. It is time for our week, our daily look at the world of entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen.
What's done is done of it.
This is Oscar Rotzi.
We'd like to apologize for looking at my phone as the two computers I own are being used to edit downstairs.
Beautiful.
Right? Give me, you got a pad for a second.
Oh, it's fine. Oscar Rotzi is always a popular segment that people enjoy, even in Israel, where they go and they see statues of Moses and they say, hey, what's going on in showbiz?
Did you know? Did you know that Apple is launching a new subscription service for periodicals? You remember the... Do you remember the app Texture that used to...
Yeah, of course.
That was an advertiser here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yes.
They were purchased by Apple. That's why they went away.
I remember that they our parting with them was rather swift.
Yeah, because they said, hey, the agency calls, I know we bought an annual. Do we have to pay for the back half of the year? Because Apple just purchased this client.
I was wondering about your 30-day cancellation policy. My name is Apple Donovan.
Let me ask you this question.
Shoot.
If you own a magazine that's probably fledgling and saw some resurgence in the Texture world.
Sure.
And then Apple buys Texture and Apple does what it does. It makes everything better.
Yeah. Everything old is new
they
again.
They come back and say, we'll take your magazines, we'll take your newspapers, but you have to pay us 50% of the revenue that's generated from your app. What do you do, Rob Donovan, if you are going to enter this space? But you own a newspaper, you own a magazine.
The first thing you do is counter offer. Say, you know what sounds good to me?
Yes.
20%.
Ah.
But I think that 50 sounds high, but I think the value that Apple brings and their alliance with Apple does carry a value.
This is what you can't compete with people. And you wonder, well, how does it affect the consumer? We're going to pay regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were an app developer, you're paying 30% to Apple for whatever app sales you have.
Sure.
So, realistically,
I can't sleep without white noise.
You do not have a choice if you're a publisher. Now, I mentioned this because a lot of these publishers coming out saying 50% is highway robbery. Why would we ever do that? There's no reason why we'd ever get involved at that price point. This is yesterday.
Yeah.
And of course, you're gonna fight back. They anchored high. You got to get a better deal.
Right.
So, what happens today? The Publishers Association, the people that actually like really fights for the little guy, comes out and says, publishers are behind and accept Apple's proposition. And that's how quickly the worm turns.
Yeah. Well, they've got a lot of power, man. They do.
Literally, 24 hours later, they've got enough stories online in my feed saying, oh, it's A-OK.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because the upside's fantastic. These these mom and pop, even these heritage publishers, they don't have the infrastructure or the tech prowess to actually build an app that works seamlessly or or service it.
And also their only plan B would be to remain an analog piece of paper publication, and no one can afford that.
No, you cannot not do that.
Yeah, that's you know, Apple's being a little dicky about it, but they can because they're Apple.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. Apparently, there's a lot going on here in the Mandy Moore world, and I don't know much about this until I started reading about it. Did you know that there are allegations against Ryan Adams and for sexual misconduct, emotional abuse allegations?
I saw this yesterday, that he's been dangling carrots in front of ladies for a long time.
Like, this is a weird part. And I don't know. Look, I know about interpersonal work relations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not any better than the next guy. But I don't know how you could say, hey, and this is all alleged, maybe I'll get you this movie role if you do this.
Right.
Like, what world do people live in where they think that that's A-okay morally, but business-wise, you destroy your entire universe doing that.
And it's not okay morally either. It's how Weinstein worked. It's the whole, it's exactly, I think Harvey Weinstein was a little more egregious with it, but he was, you know, he was taking meetings.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could be very, very famous. I think you could be very, very big. And from what I skimmed on the article, it seemed that the Ryan Adams stuff is a little vague as of yet, but it seems to be a pattern.
Mandy Moore spoke out on social media after accusing ex-husband Ryan Adams of manipulative behavior and emotional abuse in a bombshell in New York. This came out yesterday on Wednesday.
Right.
You should also know that Ryan Adams apparently has some sort of substance abuse problem where he doesn't even remember marrying Mandy Moore. I don't know how that happened because it's effing Mandy Moore.
That's a pretty good excuse, though.
Yeah.
Are we really married?
Moore alleged that after meeting Adams in 2007, when she was 23 years old, he discouraged her from working with other producers or managers, effectively derailing her music career at the time.
Wow.
This is a woman that doesn't need to come out and talk about this.
No.
She doesn't. She's on Just the 10 of Us and whatever that show is called.
This Is Us.
This Is Us. And her career has rebounded, and she is a household. She has been and always will be a household name at this point.
True. She's right? Part of a groundbreaking television show that is now no good anymore.
Do you think she wants to come out and do this?
Maybe she just wants the attention.
That guy is a monster, clearly.
I'm kidding, Maddie. How dare you?
Yeah. I mean, well, don't kid.
Okay.
This is not fun. This is not the place to do it.
I think what you're saying is that, and I agree, if she is going to take this stand and make this revelation, this means a lot to her, and it's something really bad because she feels she needs to do it.
All right. Happier news. Joe Flacco traded to the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no. Are you telling me that Joe Flacco is leaving Baltimore and going to go play with the Broncos? When did this happen? I didn't see it in the paper. I got my paper yesterday, and I went right to it, and there was nothing about that. Joe!
So we usually don't talk about sports news here.
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks that's ever played in Baltimore.
The show's taped on Thursday, right?
Yes.
This is February 14th, Valentine's Day. We've got yesterday, the news breaks in the bullpen area, Podcast Village. And we have four or five employees that are in love with sports.
Yeah, we have sports podcasts live here.
But all I could hear was Baltimore Billy just breaking out, Joe, don't go.
No, Joe Flacco, don't go. Gotta stay here in Baltimore. And I got a question.
So I'm doing that bit in my head.
Hold on, I got a quick question.
Yes.
Hey, Dawn. How'd you get that fish in your coat?
Thank you.
That is so inside.
It is.
I'm so sorry.
But I understand how funny it is.
It's really funny.
So there's this is really inside the Mike O'Mara Show universe.
Right.
You have to retell the Dawn story.
Okay.
And then I can dovetail what's going on behind the scenes here at work.
Just quick. There's a classic disc jockey. He worked at WAVA in the day. His biggest success was a show in Baltimore called Brian and O'Brien. His name is Big Don O'Brien. But he also did TV Weather, I believe, on Channel 2. And it was his idea to sew chroma key green screen fabric on the inside of his suit coat, so he could open his coat and they would project things using the same technology to do the weather.
Green screen
inside his coat. And one time he did a fish aquarium. that so he opened his coat and it looked like there were fish swimming in his coat. And a listener asked him, said, "Hey, Dawn, how'd you get them fish in your coat?"
So,
it's just a story that I've always
this highbrow dear. Comedy.
This comedy train
has made its way out of just the, hey guys, because we have a couple green screens here at Podcast Village, and Rob just tells everybody this story. So you'll see my wife, you'll see Marcus, Andrea, Maddie, they'll all be working back there. And one person will break out and, hey Dawn, how'd you get them fish in your coat? Leslie's back there as well. Leslie, back from Univision, who's really more Puerto Rican than anything else, that she's like, what is going on?
And I mean, really, I think that her accent precludes her from truly enjoying the Baltimore accent. Yeah, but, and I don't mean that in a way to diminish her. Shannon loves it.
Shannon does the accent very well, because I think in her DNA, that's there. Like, townie Baltimore is there. So, all day I'm hearing this, and then I see that trade come through, and I'm like, oh no.
It's going to do it now.
And as God is my witness, not like three minutes, 30 seconds later, you hear, hey Dawn.
Hey Dawn.
How'd you get them fish in your coat?
Shannon just
walked up here. I did not text her. She was not. Let's get her in here briefly. Shannon, come on in studio. We just need you to drop one line. Two lines, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's one sentence, yeah. I think.
Shannon, will you, the big Don O'Brien, I'll look at the text later. Please, I'm working. Respect me. Stop texting me during the show about our handyman and what's happening downstairs.
You look lovely today, Shannon.
Let me just finish
the
show first.
She's dressed in red for Valentine's Day.
Peach.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, sir.
Hey, where's Mike?
It's all week. I've been telling you, it's just Rob and I. All week. You never listen to me.
Oh, the whole week? I thought it was just Monday.
No, I said he's out all week. I got to be on my A game. I can't go out and get hammered.
Like, oh, hold on. You want to know where Mike is? Listen, here you go.
Hey, kids. Mike O'Mara reminding you I'm going to be back next week. And I want to thank Oscar and Rob for holding down the fort. It's the show that's rated number one with Bob Goo. And now back to the Oscar and Rob show.
True love is hard to find.
It is.
You TMOsaholics out there. Now, Shannon, what is something you run around Podcast Village saying all the time?
Can I rephrase the question? Yes. Because she's coming into this cold.
I hate you. Stop talking
to
me.
No. What? How about this? If you were ever to meet broadcast legend Big Don O'Brien, I already know
what it is.
Is there a question you'd like to ask him?
Hey, Don, how'd you get them fish in your coat?
Thank you.
Perfect.
That was good.
You're welcome. Valentine's Day miracle.
I will look at these texts when the show is over.
I just need to... Herman is standing downstairs.
Well, he's going to have to stand. The show is almost over. We're doing a show.
Are you almost done?
Yeah. We're doing a show! Please, respect what I do for a living.
All right, I'll wait.
No. You have to go.
No, I'll just hang out.
No, you have to go.
I just want to hang out.
I'm not sure we need a third chair today.
What are we talking about?
We're not talking about what color drywall we're putting
up.
Rob
and I are going to finish up this show.
No.
Rob.
Shannon, I love you. Please, scooch. We got to do the program. Come on. Mute her mic, please. Thank you.
How'd she get them fish in her coat?
How do you get fish in her coat?
I don't know.
Yes.
Don't you know Herman's waiting?
Herman!
Come on!
Herman, just trying to make a living here. Pay the bills.
He just wants an answer. All right. Well, let's do an audio vault.
Please.
And then we'll set you free.
Thank you.
All right. Back after this. Tis the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is my life, people.
You know, Joe, I live with Todd Moore for almost 10 years. And look at you guys now.
Well, we used to get drunk every night, and then he would wake up and make apps that would make him into a millionaire, and I would wake up and watch Price is Right and eat Hot Pockets.
You didn't even watch him make the apps?
Dude, Planko. RobinJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I have a quiz for Oscar. This is the Billy Idol quiz. Are you ready? In the midnight hour, what did she cry, Oscar?
She wanted more.
Right! Exactly right! And more is better. You always want a little bit more, so when you order the bonus show, you have more TMOS. Choose more, bitches!
I want more respect for what I do for a living.
Yeah, you're probably...
Yes. Did you want one piece to cover the entire window or two pieces to cover each pane? One block, we can block out more sun. I said two yesterday for a reason.
I know you want more respect, but it's so much easier to get more TMOS.
Do you think Chip Gaines has Joanna Gaines coming in being like, hey, I know you said that you got to put a new I-beam in to hold up the roof, but I decided to ask the contractor if you want two I-beams instead of one. Chip Gaines is respected. Joanna, let's just let him do him.
I said two pieces of drywall. Didn't you listen? That's what we said. Later, we'll talk.
Why would you text me in the middle of the show and it was like it was an emergency?
Yes. And where is Mike? Remember,
happy Valentine's
the future of our show depends on
don't,
the TMOS.
Don't ever get married with the kids.
No, don't do it. It's the most fun we have all week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams Billy Idol's leather pants. So go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on what I like to call the bonus banner. You get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, never forget, buy the bonus show, and we thank you. That's the audio vault for Valentine's Day.
There we go. True love's
2000.
Hard to find. Don't ever text me during the show unless it's an emergency, please.
Maybe she thought that was an emergency.
No.
And by the way, emergency.
We need two pieces because we need the frame of the window.
That's right, Shannon. Frame of the window.
But I told the guy this yesterday when we weren't doing the show.
I know.
But she's like, she second guesses everything.
Can I play my sounds?
I'm sorry, please.
It's Valentine's Day. Yeah.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th.
Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Bummer, man. So if we get through today, that lady was wrong. You know who's going to have a great Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Country music star Luke Bryan.
Valentine's Day is, it's kind of me and Caroline's day just to go and just enjoy being with one another for a full day.
Sounds great, doesn't it? A full day with him? Licorice hat?
I don't mind him so much.
Really?
But it's entertaining that you hate him for some reason. It's like he slept with your wife.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No, but do you think
neither
he'd like
you.
To? Well, you know, I have nothing to say. To
you know who has a lot of sex? Rob Donovan.
Rob Donovan would definitely be having sex on Valentine's Day.
All day, in every zip code. I crossed a bridge.
I think the last time I had sex on Valentine's Day, with you know, would probably be. Oh, my God. I would say the first 2 years we were courting.
Really? Courting?
Yes.
Wow. So, and using the word courting, that means it was back in the 1930s. Here's something you can do for your Valentine. I like this idea.
Now we're just tired all the time.
Perhaps you have a Valentine you don't care for so much.
Please.
For a small donation, the Bronx Zoo will name a cockroach after your Valentine.
Ooh.
How long until the teddy bear you gave them starts collecting dust bunnies? The fresh flowers were romantic. Week-old wilted flowers, not so much. There's a reason half-eaten chocolate isn't on anyone's wish list. This Valentine's Day, name a roach in honor of your special someone. Because roaches are forever.
But here's the deal. If you dislike your Valentine, they will name the roach after Valentine and then feed it to a meerkat.
Ah.
So that's a, you know, I know you.
So full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
So the circle of life is intact.
Didn't have to faster.
And the money goes to the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, which is a good cause. Now, I'm sure we all have professional regrets. Things that we have done that we wish had gone another way.
Mm-hmm.
One of Will Smith. Now, Will Smith has made a lot of smart decisions in his life.
Yes.
He has all the money.
Yes.
But he did turn down an offer to play the lead in The Matrix.
Oh, wow.
And he explains in this tape why he turned it down. It has to do with the pitch meeting.
Okay.
Is it the Wachowski brothers that directed it?
Nice pull.
Yeah, they came in and pitched
Wachowski?
The movie.
Wachowski.
They came in and pitched the movie to him, and this is his recollection of why he turned it down.
So this is the actual pitch that they made for The Matrix. So
dude, we're thinking like, imagine you're in a fight and then you like jump. Imagine if you could stop jumping in the middle of the jump.
Sam, say that again.
And then we're gonna invent these cameras and then people can see the whole jump while you stop in the middle of the jump.
So I made Wild Wild West.
That cracked me up.
That is perfect.
And you know what? Knowing the way The Matrix turned out, you can understand the pitch. But, you know, not having ever seen it, if those two hippies come in and describe it.
You can also make an argument to say, okay, when the producers of Wild Wild West said, then there's going to be a robotic spider that comes after you.
Exactly.
That is as big as a house.
But the thing is, they didn't have to invent that.
True.
We have to invent the cameras.
I'm not down for a startup camera company film.
Be careful if you're dating a girl that is very precise and forward-thinking into a fact that she's already got a plan B if your relationship doesn't work out. Mm. Case in point, Ariana Grande. There's a song she has on her most current album called Thank You Next.
And oh, wait, Mike's not here? Sorry.
I don't know where he went.
Hey, where's Mike?
Where's Mike?
I remember every day when I'm like, hey, like no joke, this is pretty important. Mike's out. We're going to have to carry the show.
And, right.
That's why I'm like not going out after the games and raging because I'm not going to Wingo's till 10. I can't, you know, but these internal talks saying like, I want to make sure we put on a good show for the people.
It's a mixture of respect and listening.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't ask for anything.
That's true.
Except for just, you know, a little peace and quiet.
A bagel.
Some calm. A coffee in the morning.
That's all.
I'm a simple man.
Turn the fan off, Shannon.
Oh, the dog's cold.
Okay. I mean, the dog's hot.
The dog's hot. And I was like, no. What about the guy who the ATM, the human ATM that has a sore throat?
What about him? I want to keep the fan on.
Man, this show's full of love.
All right. Please, continue. So Ariana Grande recorded three versions.
Weird. Mike's not here. Weird. I'm sorry.
I thought it was just Monday. She actually recorded three versions of the song Thank You Next. One where she mentioned ex-boyfriends, one where she mentioned getting married to Pete Davidson, and one where she didn't. This is a crafty lady, a forward-thinking lady.
Yes.
In my relationship at the time, things were like up and down and on and off, and so I didn't know what...
You hear that voice? She should turn the fan off.
But she's such a great singer.
It was going to happen, and then, you know, we got back together, so I had to make a different version of it, and then we broke up again, so we ended up going with that version. There was a version where I was getting married, there's a version where I'm not getting married, there's a version with nothing, we're not talking about anything. But we all knew that the first version was going to be the version we ultimately went with.
Wow, so it's a musical prenup.
It is. What she did is she made a record like the movie Clue. There was three possible endings.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Including the people that are living it.
That's right. That's which one's going to come out?
Well, that should have been the first indication.
Yeah, and then Pete Davidson
went. If we don't get married, just in case, but which manager had the genius to say, look, Ariana, I know you're in love. This is really fast, really quick. The odds are against you, but we love that you're in love with Pete. But just in case, we've got 3 hours booked in the studio. Let's knock out three different versions.
Meanwhile, Pete Davidson is going through a Victoria's Secret catalog, checking them off. Yes, 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 and also yes. Let's close with this. I don't often play highlights from the Fallon show, but when Steve Martin and Martin Short are on, or as I call them, Steve Martin Short, saluting him for 5 years of late night excellence, and it turns into them just slaughtering him, I play that. So here's Steve Martin and Martin Short saluting Jimmy Fallon.
This is the greatest show on television because there is no host in late night that pretends to care the way you do.
Thank you.
And I love that.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Thank you.
I mean, no one captures phoniness the way you do. It's a gift.
Oh, my God.
And I love that suit.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the way it conceals all the weapons you have. Yeah. No bulges.
And when I'm home, you know, watching the show, which is rare, but no. when I'm home watching the show, I think, wow, for somebody who does meth, your teeth look great. You wear like a rubber thing?
No, you
don't know how meth works.
You prove that tall, handsome white men can make it in show business. But I think it's so brave of you, 5 years in, and to decide suddenly to abandon the comedy format. I think it's a good, it's shaking her up,
and
dude.
Marty and I learned. We learned from your show. We were backstage watching the monologue, and we realized, wow, he must put the laughs in later.
That's pretty good.
Those are the right guys to do that.
That is your magic audio vault. No one funnier than Martin Short.
Yeah, for sure.
I stand by that. Well, that's it, folks.
Woo!
Oscar, happy Valentine's Day.
I feel great now.
You're loved. Be mine.
Yeah. Well, I'll go downstairs, and this you should know, this wonderful people listening. I'm going to forget about all this. I'll go downstairs and I'll be like, hey, Herman, what's up? And then that'll be it.
And then you'll buy a beautiful heart-shaped piece of drywall. Put it in the window.
I mean, literally, a drywall question. Like, you couldn't make that up.
This can't wait. Answer my text.
It's drywall.
Ain't going anywhere.
And for those at home, I'm not a monster. There were 6 texts that came in. I thought someone had died.
Yeah.
So I see my phone go bzz, 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 bzz. And I'm ignoring all of them.
That sounded like the Tel Aviv nightclub.
I'm ignoring all of them. And then that was enough. That's she right. came upstairs to where we were, the content side of the business.
Yes.
And she's at the door because she needs an answer. And but she sees we're working.
Oscar, bless your heart. But you know that most of the people that are listening now were listening when it happened, right?
No.
So the recap.
I'm just saying.
I know.
If you're not, if you're just maybe joining us later. Progress.
There's a lot of people join podcasts 80 minutes in.
Yeah, listen backwards.
Thank you, Pony. Just press play here. I only listen to the thank yous. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to download our app. Do the TMOS live thing. It's awesome. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com/drywall. Our mailing address is TMOS Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things and text us six times. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.